Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, 38, almost 40 years. Come October, September of this year, 2024, it'll be 40 years of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Wait, who it is Ring Talk Live Worldwide? It's the longest running fight show in history. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. And of course, when I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. At one point, was ranked nationally. And I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of that. So straight up, if you want to tweet me, you can. The Twitter address is not average Pedro. That's not average Pedro. Of course, in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll discuss tonight's fights. Of course, Edgar Berlanga, the super middleweight undefeated knockout monster at one point in time. Of course, I think he went 18-0 with 18 first-round knockouts. He's went the route a couple of times since then, and tonight he'll look to impress, of course. And the big news, I guess, is that Canelo Alvarez will not be taking on the Vive Lady or Granny Clampett come May the 4th. Get it? He's going to take on, looks like he'll take on a safe fight, but in November or September, it's going to be David Benavidez. WBC ordering that. So we'll talk about that more today. Of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palm will be here after the break. I don't think Canelo wants to take the fight. I've been saying that for a long time, but I think he's been forced into it. The fact that the boxing fans screamed out loud, they jumped up on their chest. I mean, the bottom line is, unless you give us the fight we want, we're not going to buy Canelo Alvarez. So the bottom line is, I think the boxing fans' pressure paid off because the WBC issued a terse commentary saying that the fight is going to happen in 2024. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on WBC TV and Twitch.tv.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, across the pond, get this, the WBC 118-pound title change hands. Of course, Nakatani, of course, the undefeated, unbeaten two-division, Junto. God, Junto Nakatani, 27-0, 20 KOs. Very impressive. A dropping defending champion of Hogballs, Alejandro Santiago, of course, twice in the sixth round, stopped the fight in the sixth round, won the WBC bantamweight title in Tokyo, Japan. On the same card, of course, Nano Inoue's brother was the winner, but the bottom line is, I guess that's the big news, that the WBC champion now at 180 pounds is Junto Nakatani, 27-0, 20 KOs. Very impressive, of course. That came to us from Joe Kazumi. At one point in time, Joe's like the godfather of boxing writers and boxing announcers over there in Japan, right? And one time, he tried to talk to me as I was going to a show. I had a show that was going on the air at 11:06 p.m. exactly on the air. Exact 11:06 p.m., right? We're in Atlantic City. So I'm trying to get into an elevator to get up to my hotel room. It's like 11:01, 11:02. And Joe wants me to take a picture with these Japanese guys, these Japanese boxing fans, and because he knew I write it, we both wrote for the same magazine. And I'm like, I got time, I got time. Dude, never talk to me again. Said I disrespected him. Bottom line is, who cares? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in, of course, the Bronx's very own Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. Now, big news, Canelo Alvarez, of course. Let me read this exact release from the WBC here. It says, Mauricio Suleiman, I also want to say, Jose Suleiman. It says here, Mauricio Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, has made it clear that Canelo Alvarez, the world super middleweight champion, must defend against David Benavidez in 2024. Of course, Benavidez is talking about fighting some guy in a couple of months was for the WBC 175-pound title, the interim belt. Why would they have an interim title when there's a champion at 175 in our and Artur Beterbiev, of course, he's like 20 knockouts. He's going to take on Dmitry Bivol, I think, in May or June, over in Saudi Arabia. So why would they need a interim title at 175? But the WBC was talking about that earlier this week, and I think the pressure came in from boxing fans worldwide is that they don't want to see Canelo in another BS fight. They're tired of it, okay? He was rumored to do, I mean, I almost had him in a transgender fight, fighting like somebody of the opposite cross-gender. I mean, that's what it looked like he was doing, LP. Poyo Canelo. The bottom line is now Mauricio Sulma is trying to say that this fight, they've been talking. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway, Benavidez, people say they ghosted him. In other words, they sort of say, hey, let's talk about the fight, and then they never did. Of course, I don't think it's going to happen in May, but Suleiman held out hope that it might happen in May. If it doesn't happen in May, looks like September, or Canelo gets stripped. No surprise there. He might walk away from everything, folks. He has the intestinal. Put it this way. I can't prove that he ever took steroids, but I'm of the opinion that Canelo Alvarez, at this point in time in his career, suffers from, get this, testicular shrinkage. We go from the West Coast to the East Coast, of course, bringing Boxy's PhD, Socrates Palmer. A little delayed there. Sorry about that, champ. How are you?
I'm doing great, brother. So you are questioning Canelo Alvarez's testicular fortitude.
Well, exactly. And, you know, intestinal 42, because the bottom line is, you know, I mean, with women being the rumored opponents this week in the press, and then, of course, then Canelo saying he was going to wanted to fight everybody, and if he wanted to fight everybody, and then another one, he said, well, I'm sort of at a point in my career where I want to call the shots, I want to fight who I want to fight. So all these different mixed viewpoints coming out of his mouth in the past couple of weeks. The bottom line is, I think the Mexican boxing fans put him on the spot. I mean, Rafael Marquez, Julio Cesar Chavez, these guys came out in their podcasts, which are heavily influential in the country of Mexico, came out in their podcast and said, hey man, El Pollo Canelo.
Pedro, not that I want to toot my own horn or pat myself on the back, but I said it. Eventually, the hierarchy, the legends of Mexican boxing are going to have to call Canelo out. And it's starting to happen. Like you said, the GOAT, Chavez did it. Marquez, Barrera, Morales. And these guys all have platforms, you know. And, you know, I don't question Canelo's sack.
I'll let you finish. Go on. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I understand he's playing business, right? And right now he's the prettiest girl in the dance. And to make the bread, you gotta dance with him. And he's milking it. And he's not the first, and he won't be the last.
I'm down with milking, okay? But here's what's up. You took the Bivol fight. That was like, you know, an optional fight. I want to step up to 175, see what I can do. You lost miserably there, although the scorecards were unbelievably 115, 113, I believe, across the board. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, but the bottom line is he lost that fight. Then he took on the non-threatening John Ryder, R-R-Y-D-E-R. John Ryder went the route. John Ryder got stopped, I think, by Jaime Munguia a fortnight ago. Okay. Then after that, he took on the punchless Charlo. Charlo didn't punch back. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the Vive lady would have done better against Canelo in that last fight than Charlo did. She would have had some intestinal fortitude.
I heard Daniel's got a great left hook, so might be right.
All right. So the bottom line is, I mean, I've given him passes. He's got two passes after the Bivol fight. You can't give him a third and a fourth. That's BS.
I'm on board. Listen, I appreciate what Canelo's done to the sport. He is the biggest star, but that's it. You know, like you said, he's gotten the passes. He needs to fight David Benavidez before the calendar year 2024 is over, or the WBC must strip, because you have to question credibility. Now, ironically, Benavidez, if you want to play devil's advocate, he's doing to David Morrell what Canelo's doing to him, because there's no need for him to go to 68 if he's looking for the best opponent possible, right?
Here's what's up, though. Here's the thing with Morrell, okay? I fought my way to the top, to the number one slot. I shouldn't have to fight an unknown commodity at this point in time. Let me fight for the title, and guess what? Me and Morrell will be a bigger fight down the road.
True. I agree.
I mean, what? Time out. Outside of a lot of ability, what does Morrell bring to the dance?
He's too good for his own good. How's that? Risk-reward.
I mean, he fights out of Minneapolis. He's a Cuban fight. How many Cubans are in Minneapolis? He's like three Cubans in Minneapolis, his entire family. That's it.
And the two guys that we know pretty good, the Cubises. Louis the Cubis.
Hey, point, yeah. All right, so here's what Suleiman did not provide a specific date, but he mentioned that the WBC will set Benavidez as a mandatory challenge from March onwards. However, Canelo will be free to face another opponent in May if he chooses not to do so. If you, in other words, if you want to fight Benavidez, he can go somewhere else for May. But obviously, they're going to hold him to the fire as far as September is concerned. Looks like September is going to go down.
You know, we can only hope so.
This is the biggest fight in boxing history in a long time. We've got the so-called best for pound, the guy carrying the torch against the guy that's possibly getting ready to take the torch. Personally, I think that Benavidez might have peaked out a little bit already, if he hasn't already, maybe a year and a half ago, because, you know, you don't get any younger in boxing.
You're right. And the irony is, the longer Canelo waits, the harder it is.
Yeah.
You know, I think that he should have taken it, since he's following the Floyd blueprint, he should have followed the blueprint to the T, is take Benavidez when he was too green, the same way Floyd took him when he was too green. So the longer you wait, the better Benavidez has the chances to beat Canelo. Because if between the two, if you're picking stocks, right? Benavidez's stock is definitely on the way up, and Canelo's is certainly he would sell at this point.
So the Viva Lady is still in the running for the May fight, because he can fight whoever he wants there. Jaime Munguia, of course, coming off that stoppage of John Ryder. You know, Munguia was impressive. I don't give him much credit, but he is 43-0. You got to give him some props.
Munguia is a very good television fighter, you know, because at the end of the day, boxing is entertainment, right? And you've never really sat through a Munguia fight and said, damn, this fight stinks. No, he's in good fights because he's limited. He's got a good chin, and he throws a lot of punches. And that's all a great recipe for television fights. He was the fight of the year candidate last year against Dimitriev.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Ryder, you know, maybe he was probably worn out a little bit from the Canelo beating, but hey, that's boxing, right? He did what he was supposed to do. He stopped the guy with a lot of mileage. And Munguia doesn't have one of these excessive amateur backgrounds, so he's kind of learning on the job. And I think he is not an A fighter. I think he's somewhere in, you know, the B minus, and he's getting better. And he's young. He's still very young.
I know. I was impressed the way he took apart Ryder. Ryder's not an easy guy. Ryder's fighting with a lot of pride, a lot of skill, a lot of experience. I believe he has retired, though. Just want to wish him the best. Let's go back across the pond. Japan, of course. Monster Hanoi's brother is WBA bantamweight champion Takuma Hanoi, 19-1, 5 KOs. Impressively kept his belt. He scored a beautifully one-punch knockout over IBF junior bantamweight champion, 115 pounds, Jerwin Akaias, 34-4-2, 2 draws and 23 KOs. A one-punch knockout at 118, 115, that stuff don't happen too often.
No, it doesn't. And Akaias is not a bum. You know, he's a guy that had a really good career himself. Jerwin Akaias out of the Philippines, a game fighter, but it looks like we might have another star out of the rising sun. You know, and that's great.
Let's roll to an early break here as I drop my pen. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, back with Boxing's PhD after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That was the voice of the late Scott Cuddy. Man, do I miss that guy, folks. I just do. I mean, he was my producer for like 15 years, my good friend for all that time. But the bottom line is, I truly miss him. In fact, I miss calling him on the phone. And, of course, the cut man left Sports Byline 2 years ago last month, of course, after having suffering a diabetic stroke in the other room right in front of me. That was a bit of a shock. Straight up, he passed away May 2023. May he rest in peace, the cut man. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Want to mention the fact that Rafael Marquez and Juan Manuel Marquez, of course, the brothers, both champions, Julio Cesar Chavez, they both have podcasts. You look them up on Apple or Google, wherever you get your podcasts. The bottom line is those guys got it rocking and rolling, no doubt about that. Now, of course, before we go to tonight's action, coming up in April, it appears this fight is signed. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia, of course, 24-1, 20 kills. I mentioned him first. He's the challenger, of course, the champion being, of course, Devin Haney, now 31 in zip, 15 kills. The City by the Bay is where he was born. Ryan Garcia from Victorville, California, Battle of Californias. This is going to go down April the 20th. Where will it be, Socrates Palmer? Where will this big fight be?
Well, according to a tweet by the Golden Boy, Oscar De La Hoya, who's a primary promoter in this fight, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York, in the Big Apple.
Wow.
A little odd for a venue for two guys, like you said, two California kids. But, you know, I guess their star power will have to travel 3,000 miles across this great land.
How many seats does the Barclays Center hold?
I want to say it's about, at most, about 14 and a half. Well, you know, it's not as big as the Garden.
I don't think those two guys will have a problem filling that place at all. I mean, Ryan Garcia, you know, he has the shortcomings that he has, but the bottom line is he can draw.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that it will do well. It's just odd, you know, because, I mean, you have two guys that grew up, you know, basically as rivals, and you figure that they would finally meet in their home state. Not to the same level as De La Hoya and Shane, you know, that took place in the Staples Center, but you thought if this fight was going to happen, it was going to happen in the Golden State. But, you know, hey, New York is the capital of the world, and I think it will do well.
A boxing landscape change we're watching. Of course, boxing migrating over to Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. But the bottom line is New York City was the mecca of boxing. I mean, before Las Vegas came along with the casino money, bottom line is all the big fights were in the Garden. I think these guys going back to New York City is a great place to go. Of course, it ain't like the old days when you have all the media. Of course, there used to be four or five newspapers. How many papers they still got? Do they still sell newspapers on the corners in New York City?
Man, listen. I mean,
that's a yes or a no question. They still sell newspapers in the corner?
I mean, they sell them, but how many people are buying them? Either not too many. I mean, the Daily News, the New York Post, Newsday.
Mm. Newsday had Wally Matthews. New York Post had Mike Marley, Larry Merchant for a while. Daily News had Michael Dog and Cats. That was his nickname, Dog and Cats. He's still alive somewhere, but he disappeared to the East Coast. Have you heard about him lately?
I have not heard anything about Michael Katz in a very long time. Okay. I think after him, Tim Smith took over that column. But yeah, I mean, boxing in the New York tabloids is wow. Unless something bad happens, you don't see it. You normally get like the AP news, you know, as far as like a boxing result, and it has to be a really big fight.
Well, you know, speaking of Michael Katz, a former New York Daily News writer, of course, was based in Las Vegas after he retired from the New York Daily News, is that he retired his neck collar. Dude, that's an inside joke, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, So Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, there's no weight limits, no weight, as far as rehydration clauses and any kind of good stuff. So both these guys can go up in weight. I guess they'll both weigh well over 150 pounds for a 140-pound fight. Shouldn't there be some limits on that?
I think to an extent. I mean, that's props to the IBF who has that in place. They're both kind of naturally similar builds, right? It's rumored that Devin was close to 160 his last fight against Prograis. I could see Ryan filling out well. So I don't think that rehydration will be an advantage to either guy. Maybe we should go back to the same day weigh-ins, you know, for as far as if you want a competitive fight. I don't know. I mean, that's a little bit before my time.
But guys tend to cheat to make the weight, and then, of course, making the weight on the same day is a bit of a strain. Of course, the fluids in the brain. I look back at February 25th, 1995, the anniversary coming up. We'll talk about Gerald McClellan and Nigel Benn, of course, taking place in the UK. Basically, a rookie referee blew it that night. But Gerald McClellan was a guy that weighed in at 168, but he was walking around, I mean, afterwards, like at 190.
Wow.
After the weigh-in, he'd go up like 20 pounds.
Wow. I had no idea he got up that heavy.
Oh,
wow.
he was notorious at making weight. But that's, you know, and that's sort of maybe added to the, the neurological damage that took place, of course. That was just a terrible fight. I didn't want to bring it up. Now, Berlanga's going to fight tonight. At one point in time, he was 18-0 with 18 knockouts, 18 first-round knockouts. He's sort of been humbled a little bit since then, but is he a serious threat at 168, or is he just a guy that happens to be Puerto Rican and comes from a good boxing background?
I think the jury's still out. You know, Edgar at the beginning had the ESPN top-ranked machine behind him. You know, the monster and all these knockouts against fairly easy opponents. But once they started stepping him up, the knockouts diminished. And part of that, I believe, is he started feeling his own hype. You know, he was hanging around the hip hop scene, guys like Fat Joe, and he was starting, believing that he was as good as what they were blowing him up to be. He's been humbled, and he lives in Florida. He's originally from Brooklyn, lives in Tampa. He went back to his original trainers, the Ferret brothers, Mark Ferret and Ray Ferret, who started him out from his pro debut. So he looked decent his last time out. From what I understand, he made weight better. And I think that Berlanga has a real chance to be a player at super middleweight. But he's got to get past Mr. McCrory.
Okay, the June light heavyweight bout's been signed, evidently, in Saudi Arabia. Dimitri Bivol, 22-0, of course. 11 KOs, not much of a puncher, but, man, he sure did punch holes in Canelo Alvarez in their fight last year. And, of course, you got the champion with 20 wins and 20 knockouts, Artur Beterbiev. Something's got to give there. What would you like? You like the style of Bivol or the brute force of Beterbiev?
I like the brute force of Beterbiev and just the relentlessness, you know? I mean, I think Beterbiev is just a guy that you have to if you're going to beat him, you have to discourage him early. And you have to have some pop. And I'm not sure Bivol has the pop that Beterbiev will respect. The X factor is, does Beterbiev become old overnight? Does he become the guy that's almost 40 years old overnight? But it's a shame. The fights in Saudi Arabia, props to both guys getting a monster payday.
Bro, the fight's got to be in Saudi Arabia because they couldn't sell 10 tickets in the United States.
You're right. Now, ironically, that's a fight that could be in the Barclays Center with a massive Russian, Eastern European background. That, you know, the Russians would come out for that. But you have to chase the bag, right?
Do they have metal detectors at the Barclays Center? Because they would need it if the Russians were fighting there.
Yeah, I think.
They all got bulges. I'm not talking about their guts. I'm talking about they all care. They're all packing. Yeah, well, I'm not stereotyping. I'm telling you the truth. I went to an event in San Francisco 6 or 7 months ago, and it was an event that featured a lot of Russian people there. And of course, all the bodyguards had like big old guns.
Really?
Yeah, and they were all looking at me like, "Who is this guy?" I mean, he's like, "Yeah, I'm young." Anyway, I didn't fit in that well that night. It was the executive protection, and of course, that's what I do sometimes. But the bottom line is, I didn't fit in with all the Russian and Ukrainian bodyguards who were there. Now, bottom line is, Berlanga wins by knockout tonight over the no chance Irishman, right?
I wouldn't say no chance. I mean, the guy's undefeated, but there is a 7-year age difference. Berlanga's 29, McCrory is 35. You know, he's untested. Maybe if he was fighting Milton McCrory, I would probably give him a better. I would probably lean towards McCrory, but I can see Berlanga. I think Berlanga's starting to put it together. You know, I think from what I understand, he's been more disciplined. He's about his craft, and I expect a big performance tonight in Orlando.
Boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Have a great week, champ.
Love you, brother. Thank you for having me.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I know a place where people rang true. The sort of place they really care about you.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Fab Four. It's happy birthday. February 24th, Laura Jackman, 1931, baby, 93 years old. Of course, she was born 13 days after Larry Merchant. And Larry Merchant, of course, 93 years old as well. May they both have a great birthday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, let's talk about the big fight. Of course, I'm all big fights. Anytime Gervonta Davis steps in the ring is a big fight. Of course, the current undefeated lightweight champion, 29-0, 27 KOs. Of course, it's Gervonta Davis. He's got a Muslim name now, but I don't have it down yet, so please don't get mad at me if I don't address him by the right name. But the bottom line is still, at one point, on a birth certificate, it was Gervonta Davis, 29-0, 27 KOs. Can it take on Frank Martin? Martin's 18-0, of course, coming. That'll fight. It'll take place, I believe, in April or May. And that'll part of this PBC, of course, Amazon Prime pay-per-view thing. I haven't figured out how to, did I say that? I haven't figured out how to steal this yet. I mean, nobody's figured out how to steal it. So the bottom line is that's going to be, I think, the new thing. How do you steal pay-per-view off of Prime? That's going to be the new thing. Because Prime, Amazon Prime, you know, they're the leaders in everything, right? Let's see if they're the leaders in technology. When boxing fans get a hold of you, man, look out. They are ruthless. They can find, they go to different parts of the continent and come up with links. I mean, I don't want to mention the labs, but they sound like Speed Freak Labs. But the bottom line is, you know what I'm talking about in there, Daniel? Yeah, Daniel's shaking his head. He's up. He knows what I'm talking about. Bottom line is, these sites, I think that they will exploit pay-per-view to the end. And the fact is that pay-per-view needs to get with it and realize, guess what? You know what? We got to find another way to pay for this. In other words, how about commercials? You know, during the 60 seconds in between fights, I don't need to sit there and go watch some guys stick a Q-tip up some guy's nose. Hey, champ, keep breathing, breathing. I don't need to see that. Just go to a commercial for 60 seconds, sell the gas, sell the damn commercial, and then come back. I mean, that's the way they should do it. Instead, they want to do it with pay-per-view. Pay-per-view, I guess pay-per-view means a whole lot of money, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think that it's going to get to the point where people are stealing more than they're buying. And, of course, I guess if you steal enough, if enough people buy the fights, that they make any money. Of course, that April win over Ryan Garcia last year, of course, they stopped it, I believe, in the seventh round. That generated, get this, $22 million in live gate receipts and 1 million pay-per-view buys. So the bottom line is that made a whole lot of money. Neither guy really needs to fight again, but they will. Of course, Gervonta Davis in and out of trouble. Of course, he hasn't been in trouble the last couple of months. Want to give him the best. A little bit earlier, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer mentioned the writer for the New York Post or the Daily News, Tim Smith. I remember when Tim Smith came to me at the International Boxing Hall of Fame. Alexis Arroyo was there, and I was looking at Alexis, and I was a little teary-eyed because, you know, 1 year before, he was all coked out in a mess and drunk and acting a fool, and I almost wanted to slap him down there in Managua, okay? I went down to Managua, Nicaragua, to try to straighten him out. And the bottom line is, a year later, he was clean, and he was straight and this and that, and Tim Smith said to me, Alexis told me you saved his life. And I said, say what? He goes, yeah, Alexis told me you saved his life. So when he brought up Tim Smith, I thought I would come back and mention that. And man, that was, you know, the explosive thin man, I think he was killed by the Sandinistas. The Sandinistas were the political equivalent of, like, the Republicans here in this country. I kid you not. Ruthless. And they did away with him. I talked to him, like, 2 or 3 weeks before he died. And he said, Pedro, come down to Managua one more time. I'm the mayor, this and that. And last time, listen, this is how they do business in Managua, okay? They go to strip clubs. I didn't get that. We went to two different strip clubs. I was down there a week, right? We went to two different strip clubs to sign contracts. You only sign contracts in the dark in Managua? What's going on? I don't know, but the bottom line is that was weird, is that we went to two different strip clubs and he signed promotional agreements with two different companies at two different strip clubs. And there was one stripper, I would like to mention what she did on the air, but they will not let me. I put it this way. She put a cigarette in an unnamed part of her body and she blew smoke out her mouth. It was the most amazing trick I've ever seen in my life, but that was me and Alexis Aguayo. That was 1990. He's laughing in the other room. That was 1999 in Managua, Nicaragua. Just imagine that for a second. She's blowing smoke out her mouth, but the cigarette's nowhere near her mouth. I don't know how she did it. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the Nova Foster fight that took place last week, of course, talking about the WBC 130-pound title fight, of course, ended in a split decision for Oshaki Foster. I don't know. I thought, although Nova did have some good rounds early on, I thought it wasn't enough to put him in the fight. In fact, had the Foster not scored that fluke knockdown in the 12th round, it would have been a draw. So I thought that Oshaki Foster performed well, and I think that the fact that, you know, New York City is going to come back. New York City did well last week. I think they did 4,000 or 5,000 people as far as the Oshaki Foster fight was concerned, and the upcoming fight between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. That's going to do big money in New York City. Barclays Center is going to do big money. It'll sell out quick. So I think it's good that boxing is back in New York. Now, the bad part about boxing and being in New York is I don't have any hotel connections anymore. I mean, in the old days, I would call Mike Marley, the aforementioned award-winning boxing writer for the New York Daily News, New York Post, excuse me, New York Post. Mike the Menace Parley. I nicknamed him the Menace, and he loved it. Anyway, I would call him on the phone, and he would call Jerry Cooney's ex-manager, Mike Jones, and Mike Jones would set up these hotel rooms for me, and they would be on the house. So I've never paid for a hotel room in New York City in my life, okay? I never had in my life. I've been there like 35 or 40 times at least. I've never paid for a hotel room. So I was looking at the hotel rooms yesterday, and they want like $300 or $400 a night. Good Lord. Good. I mean, come on, man. Except, unless you want to stay at a hostel. A hostel was like, you think I want to stay at let me tell you about hostels. I went to Nicaragua one time. Not Nicaragua. Where was I? Where did I go for that? I was in a foreign country. Was it Nicaragua? No, it wasn't Nicaragua. Anyway, the bottom line is when you go to some foreign countries and you get to stay in hotels that are not really good hotels. Yeah, it was Nicaragua the first time. No, it wasn't. What country was that? Anyway, I can't believe it. Anyway, bottom line is I went to one country and I stayed in a hotel room one night and I saw a rat run under the door. That's how much space there was between me and the outside. It was an outdoor like a motel. Oh, Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, where that was. Good old Dallas. Yeah, there was a mouse. A mouse ran under the door. A mouse. He ran out of the door. There was enough space for this mouse to run out of the door. The wind was blowing in from the outside. I had to stay there one night, and I said to myself, well, let's find another hotel. So I see this hostel. Hostel? I didn't know what a hostel is, and it was cheap, this and that. I went to the hostel. I went back to the place with the mouse, like, in an hour. Okay, it was just crazy. I couldn't sleep in a room with like a whole bunch of other guys and this kind of stuff. That was like crazy stuff, like some fraternity or something like that. Anyway, my trips abroad are a little bit off the wall. Anyway, I'm looking forward to going to New York City. I think I will go for that fight. Of course, I'm talking about the big fight, April 20th, Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney. And I'm a Devin Haney critic to an extent because the bottom line is I want guys to gamble when they fight. I mean, that's what Sugar Ray Leonard said is the definition of a truly great fighter, the willingness to gamble, be it in the ring, like going for a KO, or be it in fighting a guy that people think you can't beat. I mean, I think that is a true champion. That's not what Canelo wants to do right now. And Canelo Alvarez, of course, being forced by the WBC. I think there's a chance right now with the WBC acting as bold as they did yesterday, coming out with a statement saying that it's going to be the mandatory contender as of March, and he's got to make a mandatory defense this year. I would say that Canelo might duck the fight in March or May, the May 4th date, may do something with that, and then just relinquish the title. I mean, I really think so. I don't think that he really wants to fight David Benavidez. And you know what? I wouldn't want, at this point in time, Benavidez is a nightmare. Of course, I don't care what he does at 175. If he gets beat, he'll be damaged goods, okay? So that's not really good. So I don't know if the 175-pound fight's going to take place, but it looks like it will. Of course, Oleg Golovnik. Man, that's what WBC Interim Light Heavyweight Championship, David Benavidez, of course. Oh, Golovnik has only lost one time. That was Artur Beterbiev. Of course, that was inside the distance. Beterbiev's wins, all 20 of them, have come within the distance, of course, inside the distance. And the bottom line is that fight he's going to have with Bivol take a place, in, of course, I think in Saudi Arabia in May or June. That's going to be a great fight, but it's going to be a great fight for Artur Beterbiev. I think Beterbiev is going to eat Dmitry Bivol for lunch. He's going to walk him down, punk him out, walk him down. I'll take what you got to throw, baby, and you ain't got enough heat to keep me off you. Like, you know, much like the PhD talked about a little bit earlier in the show, if you don't have pop, you can't keep Beterbiev off you. And then maybe he's going to turn 40 overnight. I don't think so. Let me tell you about this guy, Artur Beterbiev. He eats, sleeps, and drinks boxing. Boxing, his family, and his religion. He's a devout Muslim. Okay? Those three things are the primary things in his life. He doesn't do anything else. In fact, I remember two or three times after having big fights, I checked on him, and the very next week he was back in the gym in one of those cities up there, he was back in the gym, like within a week. So he's a workaholic, although he's 38, 39, 40, 50. Who knows how really old the Russian fighters are, because I told you in the past they've been known to lie about their age. And why not? If you can get them over here and say that take this back. I played soccer against a guy named Jack Alizaga when I was in junior high school, okay? The dude was shaving. I mean, he in the seventh grade, he was shaving. He had hair. He had facial hair like Abraham Lincoln, okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is that this guy lied about his age, and that he was from Mexico. So the bottom line is the Russians have gotten down to that and lied about their age. Triple G is supposed to be like 40 years old. He's more like 45 or 50, I think, without a doubt. And, of course, a lot of the guys, the Cubans, Joel Casimir, 1992 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, that's Socrates' good friend. But Sock says, I think Sock took the fifth when I asked him if he lied about his age. In other words, all these guys, you know, they get over on lying about their age because they come to the United States and say, look, I'm only 22 and I'm 26. Who's going to know if you were born in Russia, if you were born in Cuba? There's no real documentation of that. So what, bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think the boxing's on a good roll right now, especially boxing going back to the Big Apple. This is going to be the resurgence of boxing. It's going to happen in New York City. Las Vegas has turned sort of yuppity to an extent. I mean, the Mandalay Bay's got the Michelob Arena. I think that's a great arena. I think that's a great place, a great fight venue. It's shaped like this. It's shaped like a sugar bowl, how can I put it? But the seats go straight up on the side. It's a really, really cool place for a boxing match, no doubt about that. So I think that's going to become the premier arena in Las Vegas, but it only holds 7,000 or 8,000 people. So it's not going to be a mega event. But New York City, of course, has always got the Garden, and now they're talking about tearing down the Garden. I read the other day they're talking about tearing Madison Square Garden down. Of course, that is prime real estate. And why not put the Knicks like 10 miles away? People are still going to go see the Knicks, right? Whether it's at the Garden or not, you get to sell that real estate. Sounds like a win-win situation for the people that own the Garden. So I expect the Knicks to move in the next couple of years. No doubt about that. New York City is going to be the resurgence of boxing. It really is. I mean, some of the old people have passed and gone. Speaking of the aforementioned Mike Jones, Dennis Rappaport is still with us. Of course, the manager extraordinaire of Jerry Cooney, of course, one of the Wacko twins, him and Mike Jones. And I remember Mike Jones telling me one year, early on, I was green in my boxing writing career. I guess it was like 1987, 1986, something like that. And he explained to me that the real concept for a professional boxer is to make money, not to win championships. Because I kept saying, well, he hasn't got a title. Yeah, but the guy's making big money. Okay, Alex Stewart never won a championship. The guy made $3 or $4 million as a pro. I mean, that's the key, making the money. It's called professional boxing. No doubt about that. Let's roll to an early break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. Of course, come to you live on Veev TV and the WBC channel on Facebook, all over the place. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated, but hardly duplicated.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year.
With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Where is Terrence Crawford? Of course, coming off that win over Earl Spence, of course, last July, July 29th to be exact, and live in Las Vegas. Of course, it was supposed to be a super fight. It wasn't, because Spence showed up like a fraction of his real self. And, of course, Spence has had cataract surgery since then. A rumor retirement. Bottom line is he should have retired beforehand. But he made himself all kinds of money. So more power to him, more power to Earl Spence. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he was damaged goods going in, no doubt about that, of course. But where is the pound-for-pound king? I'm talking about Terrence Crawford. Is he a pound-for-pound king? Because Canelo isn't. I mean, think about that. Who really is a pound-for-pound king of boxing right now? There really is no pound-for-pound king. I mean, Crawford, forget Alvarez, and Illinois, probably 26-0. Of course, coming to us out of Japan, his brother fought yesterday. Javante Davis, the aforementioned WBA lightweight champion, taking on Frank Martin, I believe, in April. He is like 29-0, 27 KOs, but he's 29 years old, sort of getting long in the tooth there at those lightweights. Dmitry Bivol, I don't know if he deserved to be up there. David Haney, no doubt about that. Well, I take that back. I give Bivol props for the fact that, you know, Bivol's been a light heavyweight champion for a long time. He's beaten a lot of people, but if you can't punch, if you can't punch, I'm just not into you. Because you ought to be, it's like going to a gunfight with a knife. You're probably going to lose. And that's what's going to happen against Petr Bev and Dmitry Bivol. It's a knife, he's taking a knife to a gunfight, and I think he's going to lose. Now, I want to mention the fact that Conor Benn, of course, Conor Benn is promoted by Eddie Hearn. Conor Benn has issued a bit of a challenge to the aforementioned Javante Davis. Said he offered him $20 million or $25 million. Turns out he offered him $10 million, but Javante, of course, instead is going to go with this Frank Martin fight. Frank Martin coming off that very controversial win in his last fight, needed a 12th round knockdown in order to secure the victory over an obsolete Russian. But the bottom of the line, at the end of the day, Martin and Javante Davis are going to go on this this PBC Amazon Prime Network. I wish them the very best of luck, but the bottom line is I think that people will eventually figure out a way to steal that. Of course, if they don't figure out a way to steal it, the Russians will figure out a way to steal it. The Russians are king at that. The Russians and the Chinese who bottomize, they are the king of pay-per-view things because that's where you go to get your pay-per-views as far as... In the other room, this guy's cringing. What I'm saying is he's cringing. Why is Daniel cringing when I mention these Russian websites and getting pay-per-views? And he's cringing over there because he's guilty, probably. I mean, probably he's probably guilty. He's going to take the fifth, but the bottom line is he's probably guilty of stealing a signal here and there. Me, myself... No contendere. Is that the one you won? No contest. I plead no contest there. I mean, I've ever watched a hot feed. I think everybody's watched a hot feed at one point in time, okay? I remember one time I was in a bar one time, and the bar got raided by the pay-per-view cops. I kid you not. I'm in this bar in San Bruno. San Bruno, watching this Chavez fight before I promoted the Chavez fight. I promoted the Chavez De La Hoya fight on closed circuit television back in 1996. But before that, I was in this bar, and the pay-per-view cops came in, and they shut the pay-per-view down in the middle of the fight. I said, what's going on here? We are the pay-per-view cops, so the pay-per-view cops do exist. But in 2024, I don't know. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC-TV. I want to thank the Vive lady down there, and of course, in Houston, Texas, and her man. Talk about John Jackman. I want to wish a very happy birthday again to the John's mother. Bottom line is, may she rest in peace. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm talking about Laura Jackman. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. Daniel, take it away.